My guest is a forerunner of the next move of God's Spirit, the greater glory, the visible, tangible glory cloud invades his meetings. Maybe it'll invade your home. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life. But one, I knew nothing until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality.
I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the greater glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Chas Strickland, was raised in a Baptist home void of the power of God. He walked away from God. Tell me a bit about your background.
So in my background, my father was in the military, and him and my mother, they got divorced. And so I experienced some trauma as a child from that. And I was extremely angry. And I remember even at times being bullied by some people that lived in the home with me. So I grew up extremely angry as a young man. And then over time, we ended up, my mother was remarried, and we ended up going to a Baptist church. But in our time at the Baptist church, I never saw the power of God. I truly did not know Jesus at all. And so in my time there, I wondered, if God is real, why don't I see anything that I read in the Bible? But that was a language I didn't know that I had. It just was something internally. So during this time, around 16 years old, my mother, she moved away from the church that we were going to because of a moral failure of the pastor. And this created a lot of offense and hurt, especially for me. And so because of this, I didn't want anything to do with God. And I began to go deeper and deeper into the world. I started falling into sexual immorality. I began to deal with depression very heavily. I barely graduated school. I graduated with like a 2.0. I remember that when it was time to walk across the stage, I didn't know until the last minute that I was actually going to walk across the stage. And I began to get involved with selling stolen items. And next thing I knew, I was robbed at gunpoint, and I just came to ground zero. But during this time, my mother had began to go back to church, but it was a spirit-filled church. It was a church with fire in it. So the next thing I knew, I see this change in my mother, Sid, and so I decided to go back with her. But this time, while we were on our way to church, she's like, we're not going to that one. There's a completely different church that we're going to. So we pull up, we reach the parking lot of this ministry, and the sound of the glory of God was literally thundering out of this church. You could feel waves of His presence just in the sound waves that were coming out of the building. And I remember being in the car, and I start weeping and crying. And at the time, said I was not the type of person to cry. At the time, my heart was hardened, but God was doing something. I was shaking. I was like, from within, it was so unusual. And so as I got closer to the building, it intensified. Then when we got inside, it got even crazier. So people were praying and singing in tongues. There was a woman on a keyboard. Tears were coming down her eye. I had never saw anyone be emotional about God. And next thing I knew, I decided, I'm just going to sit here and kind of blend in and survive the service. So once I got to the end of the service, I'm thinking I'm right at the end, finishing. I could go home and go back to my old life. The man of God steps off of the pulpit, and he releases a prophetic word over me. And when that word was released, it changed everything about my life. I don't know how I knew, but I knew it was the word of the Lord. I knew that God was speaking to me. Now, once that happened, I give my life to Jesus, but it takes 3 months for me to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. And one of the reasons why is no one told me that all I needed was someone to just lay hands. And so I was going and getting water baptized over and over and over again. I got baptized. You were hungry, at least. I was so hungry, Sid. So the next thing I knew, I found out that all I had to do was go up to the altar. So I go to the altar, hands get laid on me. I get baptized in the Holy Ghost. I start speaking in tongues. But what I loved the most was, though I was speaking in tongues, it opened a realm of the supernatural. And for a full year, Sid, I encountered visitations from the Lord. And the angel of the Lord coming to me was one of the first visitations that I remember. And it came to me and said, I am an angel of the Lord, and I was sent to bring you a message. And then after that, I was waiting on words to come out because I still didn't understand the language of God. I didn't understand that God speaks in diverse manners. But words didn't come out, Sid. The angel was standing right next to me. Physically, I could feel the presence, but I couldn't see the angel. But water came out of the angel's mouth, and that water went down into my spirit. It was like a supernatural impartation, and it went down into me. And it was like after that, it was the beginning of me understanding secrets and mysteries in the kingdom of God.
You were visited in this dream and prayed for by a man in a deliverance ministry. Explain that.
This was so unusual. I wasn't expecting this to happen. I believe many times in prophetic dreams, there's prophetic language where a person, it may not be that that person has come to you. It could be that that's someone that you respect, and they prophetically represent a certain manifestation of God. So I believe that this man of God that I saw, he's a deliverance minister with a pronounced anointing on his life. He comes to me in the dream. No words were exchanged, but I knew in my spirit when I saw him that there was an impartation. He lays his hands on me. It was so tangible, Sid, that it shook me and woke me up out of my sleep, and there was still fire all over me. What I didn't expect was that when that deliverance minister visited me in the dream, and I believe it was an angel of the Lord, that when that happened, that I ended up being thrusted into a different dimension of the deliverance ministry, one that I had never saw before. Said after this angel touched me, everywhere that I started going, demons started manifesting. I would be in a service just talking about something that has nothing to do with deliverance, and demons would begin to manifest. And for a while, I tried to run from actually focusing and emphasizing on deliverance because there was a part of me that was afraid of the controversy. But then I said, you know what, God, I'm going to obey you. You've obviously thrusted me into a different dimension, so I'm going to obey what you're saying. So we started holding these meetings called Out by Fire. And the reason we called it that is because when the fire of God comes, demons don't like fire. And the fire begins to drive them out. And so we started hosting these meetings, and people began traveling initially all around the state of Florida. But over time, they started coming from different countries. I had to train a whole team of deliverance ministers to handle how many people were coming in. But this was the thing, Sid. While we held one of the first meetings, we were in this intense worship. There was a line of people outside the door before we even started the service. I walked in, and I'll never forget, it was one of those times where you knew something special was about to happen. And while the worship was going, it was extremely prophetic, and the cloud of glory started to actually manifest.
Could others see that?
It was visible. It wasn't in the spirit. It was a visitation. And many times when the cloud shows up, we see, for example, Jesus was he ascended by the cloud, which means that God uses the cloud as one of his transportation systems in the spirit. So when a cloud comes, it's really a sign to us. It's God trying to get us to notice that there's something being transported from heaven into the earth. And it could be a technology of the supernatural. It could be something that is in the glory realm. And so this cloud was visible, Sid, but here's what shocked me about the cloud. Because I would hear about the cloud when I read books, and but normally gold dust is left, or there'd be some type of sign, it made deliverance easier, Sid. It was so easy to cast out devils.
All right. Speaking of it's easier, it's probably the most misunderstood ministry on earth, the deliverance ministry. Why is it so misunderstood? You read the Bible, Jesus did it.
I think it's misunderstood, and I don't say this in a disrespectful way, but Satan is extremely strategic with what he does. And because he's strategic, he does not want the church to begin to embrace spiritual warfare, because he knows that the only advantage that he can have over us is ignorance. And when we begin to cast out devils, it makes me think of when Jesus sent the disciples out two by two. He sent them out and he told them, go and heal the sick, cleanse a leper, raise the dead, and cast out devils. So it's a list of four things he told them to do. While they were out doing it, they returned. And I found it interesting that when we look in Scripture, they said, even the demons are subject to us in your name. What that tells me is that as they cast out devils, they saw the sick healed. As they cast out devils, they saw the lepers get healed. As they cast out devils, they also saw the dead get raised. And the reason why is because when we do deliverance, we are destroying the works of Satan. We're enforcing what Jesus paid for on the cross.
So it's no wonder it's so controversial. Just tell me briefly what God has shown you is coming for the last days, soon, very soon. If not, I expect it any day now, to be candid with you. I expect it now to be candid with you. What's coming?
So right now, when people think of the last days, or they think about the end times, they think about the Antichrist, which there's a place for that. There's precedence to discuss the Antichrist. However, the Bible says that in the last days, I'll pour my spirit out on all flesh. And so this means the context of the last days is actually the move of God. And so that means that we are in days where everything that God had done in the past, things we saw in the early church, they're going to come, but at a greater scale. He said that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. And so this means dead raising is going to be normal. That means that it's not just going to be preachers. There's going to be people that are single mothers at home. They're going to raise the dead. They're going to cast out devils. They're going to prophesy. And so we're going to see, but not just the gifts. There's going to be such an invading presence of heaven that entire nations are going to experience Jesus Christ risen from the dead with unfailable proofs, which will even lead to a revival of the Jewish people.
Tell you what, sometimes a lot of people don't realize it. Sometimes God is imparting things to us in our dreams. But sometimes it's the enemy. When we return, Chaz will explain how we can know if a dream is from God or the enemy. Be right back.
Getting Chaz Strickland's new book and exclusive new 3-CD audio set is like having your very own supernatural charging station at hand 24/7.
I've seen people equipped to raise the dead through some of the strategies inside of this book. I even help you decipher between a demonic dream and a dream that comes from the Holy Spirit. You'll also know how the devil is trying to attack you. You're going to become aware of how to be offensive in spiritual warfare by understanding your dream life. I want to tell you about the brand new and exclusive 3-CD set, you're going to find revelation about the glory realm and how that relates to the ministry of deliverance, the casting out of devils, the strongest demons, easily from individuals, from cities, even nations, breaking chains, sickness, diseases, infirmities, removed in the glory, everything gets easier.
Call or go online at sidroth.org/10047 with your donation of $36 or more with free shipping and handling for Chaz Strickland's brand new book, Out by Fire, Receiving Deliverance and Expelling Demons Through the Power, Presence, and Glory of God. Plus, you'll receive his exclusive new 3-CD audio set, Glory-Filled Freedom, The Key to Easy Deliverance. And you can't get this Freedom in the Glory package anywhere else.
And this is very controversial, but a lot of people are asking this. I'm a believer in Jesus. I can't have a demon. I don't think a Christian can have a demon. What is he talking about?
I love this question because I get it all the time. When you think of salvation, a lot of people, they'll say, well, because of the finished works of the cross, they'll say there's no way that a Christian can have a demon. Now, it's not that I'm disagreeing with the finished works of the cross, because this is extremely significant to our faith, but I'm going to use healing as an argument concerning the deliverance ministry. Many people that say that about deliverance, they don't apply that same logic to the healing ministry. For example, Jesus took stripes for every single sickness, but when we get saved, we don't instantly get healed in our body. We have to press in for our healing. Well, deliverance is exactly the same. Jesus gave us the authority to be delivered by going to the cross. He made a provision, but we have to press in by faith to manifest the freedom that Jesus paid for.
Chaz, you say we're fighting a collapsing kingdom. Explain that.
And so a lot of people, when they talk about Satan, they think of Satan from the context of after Adam fell. And so they glorify Satan. They think of Satan in a sense, not intentionally, but they're thinking of him before the cross and resurrection. The Bible says that Jesus took the ordinances that were written against us and he nailed them to the cross. And the Bible lets us know this disarmed Satan's kingdom. So Satan's kingdom was disarmed. And because his kingdom was disarmed from that moment of the cross and resurrection of Jesus, Satan's kingdom, Satan's status is different now. Yes. The authority and dominion that he stole from Adam has actually been given back to the church.
Come on.
And so the real issue is that Satan only looks as powerful as we are ignorant of our dominion.
Oh, God. Give me an example of someone you prayed for. You talked about at another time a woman that had cancer and how deliverance fit in with her healing.
Absolutely. There was a woman, we were having a service, and it was actually a normal Sunday, so it wasn't a conference, it wasn't a special meeting, and this shows how God's power can move every time we gather together. It can move every day, everywhere that we go. Well, she traveled from Orlando, so from us it was about 2.5 hours or so, but the reason she traveled was because she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and the doctors said, there's nothing else that we can do for you. And they were basically waiting on her to die. And so she was in the service. We didn't have any advanced knowledge. And so I was actually ending the service. And this is one of the reasons why we can't be structured. We have to be willing to follow the flow of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm actually about to walk out. We're almost done. I'm about to go to my office. And the husband comes up to me and says, can you please pray for my wife? And I'm like, well, what's going on? He mentions the cancer. And I said, okay, let's pray. So before we closed out, we had everyone in the room pray in the Holy Spirit, because I love the corporate anointing. There's something about when we come together. So we started praying together. And the Holy Spirit told me, he said, rebuke the spirit of death and infirmity. And so this let us know that the cancer was not of natural cause. The root of the cancer was a spirit of death working along with infirmity. So the infirmity brings the sickness, and death swallows the person's life.
Wow.
And so what we did is we rebuked those spirits. When they came out, Sid, she shook violently. And I tell people, and it wasn't Kundalini. It was the fire of the Holy Ghost. And after that, she went back. So she goes to the doctor about 2 weeks later. They look, there's no trace of cancer at all. Completely gone.
Now, this is a little tricky. How can you tell if a dream is from God or from the enemy trying to just plant something bad in you?
Oh, this is a great question, because a lot of people have trouble interpreting their dreams. So one of the first things I'll say to being able to interpret dreams properly, number one, the enemy brings a fear. This is one of the primary things that he does. If it's a dream from God and it's a fear, it'll be a fear of the Lord. So he may give you an urgency or a high regard or value for what he's showing you. But it's not the same as like watching a horror movie. So you'll have fear. Another thing about a demonic dream, you'll see something that defiles you usually. So if you're in a dream and you're doing something that's unclean, something that's unpleasing to the Lord, it's one of the first signs that it's demonic. Another thing is, in dreams, if something is being taken from you in a dream, let's say, for example, someone's in a dream and they're wearing like a royal garment, mm-hmm. because our spirit man wears clothing. We know that through Luke 24 and wearing clothing of power. We have garments of righteousness. And so the enemy wants to defile our garments. So there may be a dream where an enemy comes and stains a garment. Or there could be a dream where something's taken off of you. So it's all about looking at, does this dream violate the nature of God?
So what do you do when you have a dream like that?
I tell people the most simple thing to do is pray the opposite of what you saw. So if you had a dream and you saw someone get sick, you rebuke sickness and disease. But the worst thing you could do is wake up and don't pray. A lot of believers don't think their dreams are significant, but dreams are extremely significant. It's one of the primary ways that God communicates. And because Satan is a copycat, Satan is also going to use that as a language of the Spirit. But the other thing about God's language is, whenever the Lord speaks, He's creating. So this means dreams are intended to take things that are in the spirit world and release them into the natural. That's how significant they are. They're connected to the governing realm. They're connected to the more superior realm, meaning that whatever we dream is going to influence this natural world.
Let me explain something to you. You're either all in or playing games. It's time for you to be all in to the kingdom of God. It's time for you to say, God, I can't do it, but I give myself to you. I yield my being to you. It's time for you to say a prayer with me to know that you're clean and know that Jesus lives inside of you and know that Jesus is your Lord. Say this prayer out loud. Mean it to the best of your ability. Dear God, I'm a sinner.
Dear God, I'm a sinner.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I believe your blood.
I believe your blood.
Washes away all of my sins.
Washes away all of my sins.
And I'm clean.
And I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
Jesus, live inside of me.
Jesus, live inside of me.
Be my Savior and Lord.
Be my Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray for people to be healed and set free right now.
Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I take authority over every sickness and disease. I take authority over the spirit of death. I decree and I declare right now that because Jesus destroyed the one that had power over death, we thank you that every spirit that is under the umbrella of the spirit of death in the life of the listener all around the world, come out in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we thank you that by the fire of the Holy Spirit, that demon powers are coming out. They're loosing people. Chains are breaking. We declare that in Jesus' mighty name, that every spirit, python, everything associated to Satan's kingdom is under the feet of Jesus. And we release creative miracles right now. We release right now the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. And from head to toe, we decree that miracles are happening in your body. We quicken your body with resurrection. Receive resurrection. Receive resurrection. In Jesus' mighty name.
It is finished.